For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. My best friend, Meredith, is here.
Hello, kids in the car.
Guys, this is a really big show.
We
have the most super special guest ever.
Oh, my goodness. We have Sugar here from the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network right now. Guys, we have a celebrity in-house today.
Oh, hello.
This is so exciting. Sugar, you are on
the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network.
This is so exciting. If you guys are watching it, which I'm sure all of you are, especially your parents are watching because it's the best show ever, you are down to the final two.
Yes.
And we don't know what happens yet. And you definitely have not told us. You're not budging on it. You are not budging on it.
I'm not budging. The Food Network has spies everywhere.
Everywhere. So she hasn't told us she was or not. So we all have to watch it to see how this ends. But in the meantime, you decided to come to our trivia show and play some super amazing cheese trivia.
Yes.
Our specialty is what?
Oh, my specialty is mac and cheese, honey.
Yeah, and your food truck is called what?
Maybe Cheese Born With It.
I love it!
Okay.
This is so much fun. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Since this is a very special show and you are a cheese expert.
Yes.
The round one is going to be all cheese trivia.
Okay.
Which there is a lot of. And then round two is going to be some fun Food Network trivia. Because I watch a ton of Food Network. I don't know about you, Meredith.
I do. I love Food Network.
Sugar, are you a big time Food Network fan?
I am such a Food Network fan, especially after meeting Tyler Florence in person. He is so nice.
I'll
just call him Billy Blue Eyes because he has those beautiful baby blues. I love the Food Network.
Love it. So you are going to do, I think you guys are going to do really good this round. Our official happy birthday shout outs are to Anna, Emily, who turns 12, Miles, whose birthday was this week, and Jasmine. Happy birthday, Anna, Emily, Miles, and Jasmine.
You should ask your parents this week if they'll get you a puppy.
Stop it. Meredith, every birthday you...
Two puppies.
These parents are going to block this show. They're going to block this show. All right,
puppies.
Here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer at the end. Tally up your score, crown the winner, and see if you are able to win. Beat Meredith and Sugar at trivia.
Okay, let's get this cheese on.
Okay.
Let's get cheesy.
Round one, question one. What is the most popular cheese in the USA?
I'm going to say American because it's America.
I'm going to guess that it is also America.
So in my heart, I want to agree with you. But it turns out the answer is mozzarella.
What?
I know. I swear it must be because of pizza.
You know what? That's actually, okay, good point.
I know.
I eat a lot of pizza.
Same.
Yeah. So probably I'll be boosting those mozzarella numbers right through the roof.
Yeah. You're welcome, mozzarella industry.
There's some weird TikTok that my kids maybe watch that pizza is actually a sandwich. And I just want to say to all the kids in the car, you're wrong. Pizza is not a sandwich.
If you fold it. Like if they're you fold like a New York slice.
Yeah, they're like, why are you agreeing with the kid? No, it's not a sandwich.
Wrong.
All right, question number two. What cheese is used to make cheesecake?
That's definitely cream cheese.
It is indeed. I love a good cream cheese.
Oh, God. I should have ate before I came here.
I know.
This was silly of me.
Just like when I'm watching Food Network, I leave hungry every time I'm here. Okay, question number three. Which cheese is also known as curds and whey?
Eating her curds and whey. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet. That's what it's from. So, is it cottage cheese?
It is cottage cheese.
Yes.
Do you guys like cottage cheese?
Yes, honey. Baby, if there's cheese in the name of it, I'm about that life.
Yeah, I live on cottage cheese.
I cannot get my kids to eat it, but I love eating it with like either fruit or tomatoes or just like standing in front of the fridge with a spoon. Like
when I was little, I loved cottage cheese with ketchup.
Ew.
Yeah, no, I was
really
obsessed with it. I was an odd little child.
I'm not going to make my oopies. I'm going to try it.
What Sugar just said is offensive. I think you should still watch the Great Food Truck Race, though.
It's actually good. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, delicious. I eat it with tomatoes.
Now, on the last episode.
So really, that's about the same.
It is about the same. On the last episode of the Great Food Truck Race, someone was talking about how you added mustard.
Yes.
To a cheese dish that was incredible.
We did. We called it the No Slack Chili Mac. The challenge was to create a dish inspired by a Sonic hot dog coney.
Okay.
A foot-long quarter-pound coney. Thank you, Sonic.
Ooh.
But I'm from Royal Oak, Michigan, and in that area in the suburbs of Detroit, that's where coney dogs are from,
that's
baby.
Coney Island.
Yes. Yeah. I love the Coney Islands up there. So this was such an easy challenge. I was like, baby, I know about some chili mac. So we put some delicious beefy chili on there on top of the mac and cheese with extra shredded cheese and diced onions. And then we drizzled it with mustard. Ah, so
I love mustard.
And all the people mustard. Who came to the truck were like, this mustard's a nice touch.
I do love it. I love it. All right. Question number four. What are the holes in Swiss cheese called?
Can I say the butt? Because I'm going to say the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good guess.
I think that it's where the eyeballs look out of.
Uh-huh. And the eye. The eye.
What?
Which makes it no less
creepy.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay. I did used to put them over my eyes and we would like look at each other as kids with Swiss cheese.
Why is this cheese staring at me with its eyes?
Question number five is true or false. Cheese existed before the written language.
True. And on the eighth day, God made cheese.
That's true. Yes.
It's right there in Ecclesiastes.
I feel like cheese happened, and then somebody was like, girl.
And then they said, oh, this is good.
Yeah, exactly.
And they wrote a 5-star review, which is how language was actually invented.
Right there on Google.
Right there on Google. All right, question number six. Which American state produces the most cheddar cheese?
Gotta be Wisconsin, right?
It is.
For
it
sure.
Is.
We get our cheese and our accents from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yes. We have friends in Wisconsin, and every time I go, I bring a cooler and just come back with cheese curds.
Like,
100% cheese curds. They're so good.
They have this like string cheese there, but it's not called that, but it looks like spaghetti, but it's like these long noodles.
Whips. Cheese whips.
What is a cheese whip and why? I know about it.
I'm going to have our friends send us some for you to try.
What?
They squeak in your teeth when you eat them.
I love
you know it's
good
fresh.
Squeaky cheese. That kind of really good.
It's so good. Okay, question number seven. What is traditionally dipped in fondue?
Bread.
Yeah, like bread or like veggies and stuff.
That's right, bread. Kids, I don't know if you've had fondue or not, so it's like what, melted cheese? And
yeah.
Sticks like bread or something on a fork and you dip it in the cheese.
Yeah,
and it's
here's
delicious.
A good tip, kids. Don't just dip your hand in the melted cheese.
Right.
Because even though it's delicious and you want it, that's how Sugar got a burnt hand once. So just don't do it. Use your fork.
Use your fork. Okay, good tip, good tip. Question number eight. What type of milk is traditionally used to make mozzarella?
delicious milk.
That, oh. That is true. Do you know what animal this milk comes from?
Comes from a cow, too.
It doesn't. It comes from a buffalo.
What? I want to know.
It feels like a dirty, dangerous job out there milking a buffalo.
I don't
know. How much do they make?
That's like, if you were to have a cow there and a buffalo there, and you're like, all right, Brittany, you need to milk one of these animals. Which one do you think it's going to be?
I'm going to go
to the cow also.
Not the murder one, I'll tell you that. That thing seems dangerous.
All right, question number 9. What cheese, particularly loved by kids, is wrapped in red whack?
I absolutely know this because I had it for a snack this morning. It's Baby Bell.
I love Baby Bell.
Baby Bell is so good.
And then I always play with the wax. Like, I make a little ball out of it, and it has to be like a perfect ball. And if like any of the paper's sticking out, I get mad. I got to redo my wax.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. When we have a good week at work, I'm like, we're getting Baby Bell this week because it's like so expensive.
Mama's bringing home the fancy cheese.
Okay. Your lunch boxes are upgraded.
All right, final question of this round is true or false. True or false, cheese is the most stolen food in the world.
I feel like it's true, but if you come steal my cheese, I'll find you.
It's got to be true. These mice are out here taking it from us.
It is true. It is the most stolen food in the entire world.
Well, that makes sense. Expensive. Did you know that a Parmesan cheese wheel is thousands and thousands of dollars?
Yeah, people like invest in cheese. Literally, like, what? The whole thing. And then like the cheese market almost crashed. And then everybody bought up all the Parmesan.
Oh,
it was a whole situation. Get to Googling it, kids. It's real fun.
There's a cheese market?
Yes, and then there's like a black market for cheese where you sell, I don't know, the illegal Parmesan. It's a whole thing.
Did you ever buy any illegal cheese? Yes or no?
For the purposes of this interview, no.
Absolutely not, kids. We follow the law.
Yeah.
Only illegal cheese here, kids.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are going to go on to round 2. This is Food Network trivia now.
Yes.
And I feel like if you've watched Food Network, you'll do really well. We'll do it. Okay. Question number 1. Which former children's show host went on to host a show called Unwrapped on the Food Network?
Gosh. Oh, what's his name? I always watch the show. Oh, gosh.
It's a show whenever it's on, I watch it too. Like, if it's on, I get sucked into it.
Oh, God. I'm going to say the guy from Blue's Clues.
No.
Is that who it is?
Oh, my gosh. Food Network, you should find him.
Yeah.
And give him a show. No, it is Mark Summers from Double Dare.
Mark Summers,
I thought
yes.
It would do so well on. The flag is always in the nose, you guys. See, why was I not on Double Dare? I would have been so good. Okay. Question number 2. This spooky 4-part series features 5 teams of cake decorators, candy makers, and amazing pumpkin carvers that unite to prove they are the best at what they do. What is this series called?
I know this one. You said pumpkin carvers. It's Halloween Wars.
That's right. It is.
That's a spooky, great show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We get so invested in Halloween Wars, you guys. So invested. I love it. Okay, question number three. She is a chef trained at Le Cordon Bleu. She is renowned for her tablescapes, and Food Network sells her semi-homemade cookbook. What is her name?
Oh my God, I love it. Oh, she's so fancy. Sandra.
Sandra Lee?
Yes! Yes!
Sandra Lee. Yes. As soon as like you say the word tablescapes, I'm like, I know her.
Yeah.
I know her. Okay, number four. Which celebrity chef shows their bright blonde hair on Food Network's original show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
We got to know this guy.
Yeah,
Guy Fieri. Yeah.
You can even buy little hats that look like his hair. Have you seen that?
I have seen it. Question number five. Which show pits four chefs against each other in three rounds of dish creation? The catch being they have to use these weird ingredients they find in a basket.
That would be Chopped.
Chop, chop. I was going to say Iron Chef. But that's they have to use those basket ingredients too, right?
They are. Yeah. Also,
trick question.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird ingredients.
I think we will accept both answers.
Yeah.
We'll carry that energy into question number six.
Okay.
It was originally a red pepper, but what food does the host of Iron Chef now take a bite of at the beginning of every episode?
Okay, you said Iron Chef. I know it's an apple.
It is an apple.
That dramatic bite.
Yeah.
We actually warmed up before you got here. We were biting on apples. We're ready for this Food Network star.
Okay, question number seven. What host is known for her EVOO and 30-minute meals?
Rachel Ray, hey girl.
She's so cute. I know it's not a Food Network. She has her own show now, but didn't you love watching Rachel Ray during the pandemic just do stuff out of her house like a normal
person? It was like her husband was holding
like
a cell phone.
Oh, soothing.
And he was like, yeah. All right, yeah. So here's what we're doing today. I didn't get dressed. Here's what's going on. Yeah.
Good find on her Food Network.
Question number eight. Actress Valerie Bertinelli and baker Duff Goldman host what kid-friendly competition?
Kid friendly. That's the kids' baking championship.
Yes.
Ooh.
I get really invested in this show, you guys. There was a little contestant for several years named Peggy, and I will follow her anywhere, is what I'm telling you. So, Peggy, if you are listening, I have always cheered for you. Okay. Question number nine. Ina Garten is famously known by what other name?
I know. It's the Barefoot Contessa.
Yes.
She's so fancy.
She is so fancy.
So fancy and yet still barefoot.
Barefoot. Come spend the day with me. We're going to have a 7-course meal on the beach with my friends. So I'm just going to throw this together real quick in a series of mason jars. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I just
so got fancy
Lunchables for my friends. So this is the same. Okay. Final question. Who is the host of the Great Food Truck Race?
Tyler Florence.
Woo! That is right.
Big old blue eyes.
When can we watch the Great Food Truck Race?
Well, we are all the way to the finale.
Yeah.
The very last episode is this Sunday at 9:00 on Food Network and streaming on Discovery Plus.
And Sugar is a final contestant, so please, everybody, tune in this Sunday and watch the show.
Yes, it's going to be so fun.
Because now we're all friends, and now your friend is competing on the Food Network, so you have to watch and cheer for her.
It's so fun.
All right, guys, you did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. We want to hear how you did at our Cheese and Food Network Trivia. go ahead and leave us a Facebook comment or an Instagram comment. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes with your show ideas, because that's where we get all the ideas for our amazing shows. Go ahead and follow us on all of those places and subscribe however you get your podcast. Have a great day, my trivia friends.
Don't forget to ask for a puppy.
And cheese.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.